Today I'm bringing you another aha moment on a Good Glow Mini. Are you revolving or are you evolving? One of the most powerful questions that you can ever ask yourself. This is from Jerry Hussey, and here he's talking about his book, I Am, I Can and I Will.
Very early on in the book, you ask one of the most powerful questions that I've ever heard. And when I go in and I do my corporate talks, I will always say, when I read this in Jerry's book, it changed my life or helped me understand how I had lived. And that is, are you revolving or are you evolving? Mm-hmm. And I can see physically people shifting in their seats because it's a big question, isn't it?
Firstly, like our inner voice is present all the time. It's commenting on everything, every environment. We become so familiar with it that sometimes we don't even listen to it, or we don't even hear it consciously, but it's constantly shaping everything. The first thing the book does is ask you to become aware of what your inner voice is. Is it harsh? Is it critical? Is it full of joy? Is it full of love? Is it one that says I can't or I can? And ultimately, it's listen to the I am statements you're making, because you make I am statements and we believe that somehow they're true without challenging them, or we believe that somehow they're unchangeable. So we say things like, I'm not good at music. I'm not very clever. The world is hard. It's hard to meet someone out there and fall in love with. I probably won't get that promotion. Where's that coming from? Mm-hmm. So the book does a deep dive into firstly understanding the I am statements you're making and realizing that as long as you're making those statements, that's all you'll ever be. You can't be anything else, because our subconscious mind drives the show. Mm-hmm. And our ego will not let our lives be different to our subconscious programs. And you soon realize that our inner voice is just the mouthpiece of the subconscious programs.
Yeah.
And it's constantly inhibiting us. So the book then shows you that you can change. You can become good at music. You can grow confidence. You can fall in love. You can run a marathon. You can do it. The question is, do you want to do it? And are you willing to do it? But stop saying you can't. And I think that's what I want the book to be. And then in the book, we do a deep dive into inner coach or inner critic. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us are far too hard on ourselves. We judge ourselves too quickly. We speak to ourselves in a way that's not kind, that's not loving. We say the most horrendous things to ourselves. And we do that because we think no one is listening. But we're listening. Our cells are listening. Our immune system are listening. Our genes are listening. The reticular activating system in our brain, which determines everything we see and experience in the world, is listening.
Yeah.
And every word we say internally has a massive impact on every aspect of our being.
Yeah. I really felt that as I was reading this, like on reflection, all of my I ams when I felt like I was revolving were so negative. And it was only on reflection that I could see that I was living my life as who I thought I was and not who I wanted to become. And you have just made such an impact on so many people in believing in themselves.
I love that from Jerry. And as I was editing this mini episode this morning, it got me thinking of the story about the baby elephant and the rope. So a baby elephant was tied to a small wooden post with a rope. And at the time, he was so tiny and so weak that he wasn't strong enough to break free. But as the years went on, the elephant grew bigger and bigger. He became one of the strongest animals on earth, so capable of breaking free. But he didn't even try, because for so many years, he told himself that he couldn't escape. And that was me before I got sick. I was so focused on who I thought I was and not who I wanted to become. So much so that I didn't even try to evolve. I told myself it was too late for me. I wasn't capable of change. I could never start a business. I could never get fit, that I couldn't be healthy and strong, that I couldn't be that person I always wanted to become. But we can break free from those cycles and those negative thoughts that go around and around in our head every day, because every day brings a new opportunity to become the person you want to be. But how can you begin? It is so simple. All you have to do is one thing differently. one step forward, and then all of a sudden, you're changing. If you like these short aha moments, you will love my brand new September Reset. I cannot wait to bring it to you this year. It's a 10-day challenge starting on September 8th, 10 minutes a day, any time of the day that works for you. We've got people doing it on their way into work, having breakfast, before bed. The September Reset works for your life. It's 1% of your day. And this year, the content is all around grounding yourself, you know, after being pulled in every direction over the summer. Getting back to you. We've got 4 months of the year left. Let's make them count. I'm going to teach you how you can protect our energy for the next part of the year, tackle overwhelm, strengthen our habits, and unlock creativity and curiosity. It's absolutely a brilliant investment in yourself for just 10 days. The early bird offer is available for a short time. I've left a link in the show notes. Also a link for tickets for our Christmas show. We've gone to low availability. They're going to go quick now that we're heading into September. And Jerry's book, it's brilliant. It's called I Am, I Can and I Will. And it's out now. A huge thanks to Dove Advanced Care Body Wash for supporting the Good Glow this season. If you're anything like me and you forget to moisturise after the shower, don't worry, Advanced Care Body Wash works long after you step out, keeping your skin moisturised all day long. Say goodbye to dry skin this season and step out feeling more beautiful and confident in your own skin with thanks to Dove Advanced Care Body Wash.